Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ted Beard. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sammy Esposito. Batting eighth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The first baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gus Triantos. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Joe Durham. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Hal Brown. And now, play ball. Ted Beard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beard hits a pop-up towards short. Miranda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a pop-up towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Minoso trying to get to third. Busby throws the ball into Robinson, who tags Minoso for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a line drive into right field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triantos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triantos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Esposito settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a fly ball into right field. Beard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Beard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beard is 0 for 1 in the game. Beard hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Beard. Durham reaches second base with a double. Beard throws the ball into Esposito, who tags Durham trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson hits a pop-up towards short. Miranda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 1 in the game. Neiman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0 for 1 in the game. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. Moss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Beard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beard is 0-for-2 in the game. Beard takes first base on ball 4. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Beard moves to second. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-2 in the game. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Beard scores. Torgerson moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cal scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. Torgerson moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Torgerson scores. Minoso scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0-for-2 in the game. Esposito hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0-for-1 in the game. Miranda hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona pinch hits for Hal Brown. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona strikes out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Ciccarelli now pitching. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pierce takes first base on ball 4. Ted Beard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beard is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Beard hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pierce moves to second. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Pierce moves to third. Fox moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Ciccarelli. Pierce scores. Fox moves to third. Torgerson moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Landis now playing left field. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 2 in the game. Triandos hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gardner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0 for 3 in the game. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moss is walked intentionally. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Miranda fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Durham hits a fly ball into right field. Beard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0 for 2 in the game. Miranda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Beard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beard is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Beard takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Durham who is chasing the ball. Torgerson reaches third base with a triple. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, White Sox. Jerry Walker now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Breitwesser pinch hits for Jerry Walker. Jim Breitwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breitwesser is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Landis. Gardner reaches second base with a double. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 3 in the game. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.